trending lately is momcations, and that's solo getaways for mom. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. When I heard about this, I was like, wait a minute. I could see going away with your friends or your girlfriends to get away from the kids and your spouse, but going away by yourself? Gemma Thompson, she's a blogger for GirlsThatTravel.com. What do you think about this?
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, it's not unusual for, like, the girls to go away for a bit of a break, but I think it's more acceptable, and women are feeling more confident in speaking up and saying, actually, I need some time on my own.
So you're behind the blog GirlsThatTravel.com. It's a girl's guide to traveling alone. What are the most popular destinations for these solo momcations that you've seen?
Well, I guess it depends where you are, but somewhere like upstate New York is quite popular, West Coast in California, hopping over the border into Canada. From where I am in London, this is like Ireland, Italy, Scandinavia, really popular. And you don't even have to get on a plane. You know, you can just get on a train and go 2 or 3 hours down the road, and it can be so refreshing and rewarding just to spend that solo time again.
Yeah, it sounds like fall foliage is a big highlight, right? It's like, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to get closer to nature. That's what my mom does. That's
right.
The trip she goes on. She got a timeshare in Maine. I mean, who gets a timeshare in Maine?
By herself, though?
Well,
I mean, my stepfather goes, but I mean, he's just forced to drive.
Right.
She would go by herself anytime she felt like it. She does.
But Gemma,
good girl, yeah.
Do you think a lot of women should be taking vacations by themselves? Because when I read this article, the first thing I thought to myself was, I don't want to go anywhere by myself.
Do you worry that you might feel lonely or might not know what to do or where you want to go? Is it that putting you off that you'll be on your own and maybe a bit, like, feeling it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all of those things.
All
right.
Those things.
Not one of those things.
Right.
All of those things, and the fact that she thinks she might be killed.
Right. Like, I'm scared.
Oh, no. Yeah, but you know what? What happens is the opposite happens. When you are alone, you've literally got no one else to rely on but yourself. So I think what happens when we're in a group or in a couple, we tend to lean on the other person. One person's good at navigating, one person's good at choosing the restaurant, choosing the hotel, and I think we lean on each other. When you're on your own, you get this sense of empowerment. You can do exactly what you want, which as a mom is quite rare. Like, you're always pleasing other people. I think that's why one of the big factors of mumcations on the increase. Because, you know, how often as a mum do you get to just do something for yourself? And it's simple for dads, of course, but it's just a busyness level. You very rarely get to take an hour for yourself, let alone a few days. And with regards to safety, there's so many things that you can do to mitigate any risks, down to location, destination. And I think it's like anything, once you do it, it's really not scary at all, and then you want to do it again and again.
Gemma Thompson blogs for GirlsThatTravel.com, which is all about Girls' Guide to Traveling Alone.
One of the things that drives me nuts when I'm on family vacations is trying to get everybody to line up with what they want to do. Somebody's always throwing a tantrum because they didn't want to eat at that place or they didn't want to go to this place. You end up trying to pacify everybody else. I'm out of here. I'm not a mom, but I'm going on a mother of a vacation by myself anyways.
Momcation.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, momcation. Because then you're so right. You spend your life compromising, don't you, and not pleasing yourself, which I think why a momcation works wonders. You know, you don't have to feel guilty for doing something for yourself because, you know, you're always doing something for somebody else ultimately.
So if somebody is going solo tripping for the very first time, what do you think should be the number one thing they do as they prepare to go on this voyage on their own?
First of all, decide, what is it I want out of this trip? Like, do I want to relax? Do I want to try something new? Do I want to push myself and try surfing or skiing for the first time? Or do I just want to lie on the beach? Just assess how you're feeling and what it is you need out of this trip. And then it gets easier to pick a destination. Once you know what it is that you want, it's quite easy then to kind of think, okay, well, how far do I want to travel? If I'm going away for a weekend, I don't want to spend 8 hours on an airplane or anything. So then you just kind of break it down into steps. But ultimately, it's deciding what it is that you want and need at that point in time.
All right, Gemma Thompson from GirlsThatTravel.com. If you're planning a momcation or you're going solo tripping, that's where you start for some ideas. Thank you, Gemma, for taking the time this morning.
Definitely.